Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. My name is Pastor Neil Radical. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. We continue on in our 40 Days of Hope, and we're getting close to the end here, Nathaniel. We're on day 34, and we rejoice in this opportunity to spend time in this Word. Would you read our verse for today for us, please?
Absolutely. We are taking a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. A lot of people are going to find this section of Scripture very, very familiar. A lot of people have memorized verses 8 and 9, but they might not be quite as familiar with verse 7. In verse 7, we're reading from the ESV. Paul writes, "So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." I'm going to read that once more, Neil, because there's a ton in here. "In the coming ages, he," that is God, "might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." This passage is just packed full. I'm going to focus on just a couple of words here. "He might show the immeasurable riches of his grace." Think about, you know, how big is your house? Now, there's a lot of ways that you could figure that, right? You could figure it in length and width and height or square footage. There's a lot of different ways that we could do that. You could measure your yard. You could measure your city. You could measure the United States of America. It's a little bit bigger, but it's measurable, right? Paul says, what we're talking about here, it's immeasurable. You cannot put a number on it. You can't put a limit on it. God, in Christ Jesus, shows us just how great the extent of the riches of his grace is toward us. And you know how we measure that? He says, in kindness. Neil, 5 years ago, you and I got together and we started the men's retreat. And one of the most memorable presentations in our men's retreat was the one that was given by the two Bernthal brothers. And do you remember their presentation? They said, "Jesus isn't nice, but he's good." Do you remember that?
I do.
And that's kind of what Paul is getting at here. You know, the world tells us that as Christians, we need to be nice. We take this word kindness and we think of it as something as being polite. If you're going to have a conversation with somebody or you're going to interact with somebody, you need to be nice. That's not what we're talking about here. God is not nice. God is just, and that is not nice, not in a worldly sense, but he is kind. He is good. He does what is necessary in order to demonstrate his love toward us. He shows us the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing that we see what Christ has done for us in God revealing his grace to us in something that we do not deserve. He demonstrates very clearly his kindness, not niceness, but his love in kindness toward us. And this leads us then into verses 8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." That's what kindness is. What thoughts do you have, Neil?
Do I even need to go? I think you summed it all up for me. No, I think you hit that immeasurable riches. I like the ESV translation there. You know, and the kindness, I think it's so nice to be able to reflect back on God's grace here in this whole section and really to pause and realize, as grace means, I did not deserve this. And it's trying to comprehend the love of God. You can't measure the height or depth or width of his love as you were hinting at. And I really like that, how this verse really says it all. And with what we're going through right now, in measuring by comparison the weight of what we're going through now with our eternal glory, with the eternal love that we have in Christ, it's not comparable, but it is worth comparing this explore the depths of his love. I always picture that as like deep sea divers exploring beautiful caves of God's creation. We see, as we study God's word, in the depth of these words, that we're exploring truly the depths of his love for us. So I really appreciate your thoughts on this. Thank you. Would you close us in prayer?
Sure, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we continue to struggle through the day-to-day events and tragedies and difficulties of this life, help us to be reminded of your kindness toward us, the grace that you have revealed to us in your love demonstrated on the cross. Help us to put our confidence in you, knowing that you are with us no matter what we might face in this life. And help us to reflect on the fact that you have overcome this world, that you have poured out your richness, your abundant and immeasurable richness upon us. Rather than being overcome by the vastness of your blessings toward us and not wanting to look into them or delve into them more deeply, encourage us, motivate us to dig into the truth of your word, to see that kindness, that love, that compassion, that grace that you have shown toward us and toward our neighbor. We ask that you would comfort us in the difficulties that we face through the reminder of your victory over sin, death, and the devil for us. And as we near the end of these 40 days, continue to encourage us through the study of your word as we look forward to your reappearing on that final day of victory. All this we ask in your saving name. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.